for a second. I thought, hello? No. Wow, that's fast. I just went to it and someone's calling me. Hello? Yeah.
Hi, Gary?
Yeah, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary, Dwayne.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I punched in a UPC to try and find it.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting extra cases. So I punched it in, but I forgot to erase it after I ended out of that order.
Oh, yeah.
Can I go back in there?
You can, but you're taking a chance.
I have not sent it yet.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know how?
Do you got a Z7 connection on that?
I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, well, that's the DC liner that sort of connects to the back there with a rivet holder.
No.
Okay, it doesn't have that. Well, then I would just go back in, but I would sort of tweak it a little bit. Know what I'm saying?
Because I can't punch that same customer number in.
Not without, you know, hitting the whole that riptide function thing is going to kick in. Then have you had that happen? What are you using a Claren or which one? What do you have there?
The 610.
610. Okay. Yeah. See, I'm trying to mimic it here, but I have a D30, then, and it's not going to be able to give you a sense of what will happen. Do you have the electro clips on, or are they? What are you looking at for? What do you see right in front of you?
I got to the customer.
On a zip line, or what?
On a what?
How did you get to the customer?
I went to beginning, and then I scrolled to the customer.
All right, from Genesis?
From what?
Where did you start?
At the end. You know, I was...
Oh, weird. See, that's where you got to go back to the beginning if you're going to start. You know what I'm saying?
I did that.
Oh, I thought you started at the end.
Well, I ended out of the customer.
In the beginning?
No.
At the end?
At the end, yeah.
But you started at the beginning.
Right.
And ended at the end.
Yeah.
And then what happened in the middle?
I screwed up.
Yeah. Well, what you got to do is you got to take the whole thing apart. Do you got a Phillips?
I do.
Take the whole damn thing apart and see if inside you can't find what is sort of a mini C30 flush kit. And that's going to be what you got to pull. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You do? That's
yep.
Weird. Because
yep.
You've called a talk radio station, and I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Do you know that you've called a talk radio station?
I don't.
Yeah, who did you think you called?
I thought I called Gary.
Who is Gary, by the way?
Gary's another sales rep.
For who?
For K Foods.
For K Foods. And you obviously don't talk to Gary a lot because I sound just like him.
You sound a lot like a Mishki.
So you didn't know you were calling Mishki?
I didn't.
Let me guess. You called me earlier in the show to answer a music question, and you hit the redial button on your cell phone.
I did.
Wow. This has been pretty fun. What's your name?
I bet it is.
I mean, it's been fun for me.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. You must have been a little lost there for a while.
I was.
Yeah. What's your name?
Dwayne.
I got to send you something for this. I mean, I put you through a lot. You're probably on the clock, too.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
And
well,
I'm sure my boss is listening.
Well, and he had himself a good day. I mean, if your boss doesn't have a sense of humor about this, you know, come work for us.
That sounds good.
See you, buddy.
All right, thanks.